Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We've been talking with our good friend Sean McCoy. Sean is a fellow podcaster who has a unique twist on a ministry podcast. Typically, with ministers, you always start talking and you continue to talk to the same people about the same subjects. But have you ever actually sat down to talk with someone who doesn't believe the way you do? And to do so without confronting them in an adversarial type of interaction, telling them how wrong they are and things like that, but trying to understand their point of view, which will allow you then to communicate your point of view and possibly get your point across to them. Well, that's what Sean does. His podcast is called Come to the Table, and it is such an interesting podcast. I hope that you listen to some episodes. If you missed the prior episode that we started part one of this interview, you need to go back and catch up. But for right now, let's jump right back into the interview with Sean McCoy. Now, is there any one particular subject area that you enjoy talking about more than others with your guests?
Oh, that's a great question. I think the race one, because it's so provocative, and because it's such a difficult one, because there's so many emotions around it. I do enjoy listening to that one. I have one coming up with a friend of mine. And then even talking the different ways you can do it, like even getting different perspectives within quote unquote race. Typically we think African-American and white, but there's all kinds of other discussions that need to be had around all kinds of races. However we define that, it could be Asian, it could be a Latin American. I have some friends of mine who grew up in a gang in East Los Angeles as a kid that I keep trying to come on my show to talk about his experience. And, I can remember when we were in the Navy, him talking about people telling him that his mother was an illegal alien and what that meant to him and how that felt to him. His mother was being called an alien, regardless of the actual use of the term. So I think race, those episodes, the big ones that nobody wants to talk about, sexuality is another one that I like talking about. I have a guy coming on in the future who's transgender, was a woman, is now a man. And to talk about what that's like, I don't know. I don't have any idea what that's like. So those type of areas that I don't have any expertise on, comfort level or anything, I can't relate to that. I have no idea what that's like. So those kind of episodes and subjects that really push me beyond what I my norm, my world, or what I like.
Amen. Amen. What in all of your conversations, what's the overall theme that you've seen discussed on your podcast?
The manipulation and misappropriation of power and influence. So in every situation, just about, there were people in power, in positions of power and influence. And I'm not talking about Elon Musk or George Soros or some, these mega rich people in these high positions. I'm talking about a father to his son. I'm talking about, people that are in a relationship together. There's a guy that came on my podcast. He's a friend of mine now. His name is John Aguilar. It's Jenny's husband. And his part of his story was he grew up in Indiana, Bob Jones University, and his parents were extremely conservative and the way that his experience, I'm not going to try to judge either side, the experience he went through was traumatic and not in a good way. It was not his experience with that was extremely, extremely traumatic. And I know the intentions may have been good on some level, but people in positions of power and influence don't understand that you have that ability. We all do, the irony. Mm-hmm. Yep. How you interact with somebody at a street light, how you interact with your friends, how you interact with the person who is changing the oil in your car. These moments you don't think matter are extremely important because we all have power and control in different ways, and we have power and control over others.
Yeah.
And what you do with that, it matters, and it's going to matter for a long, long time. My friend Jabali, who I told you about, what he's had to unpack in his life, having his mother give him to this, basically a group of people in a couple of vans, you know, that ran around committing cons and crimes. And it was just all that you would talk about, an absolutely deplorable situation for a child. It was heartbreaking to listen to what he said. Mm-hmm. But there were people along the way that had the power to influence his life. And they did, good and bad.
Right, right. Amen.
And that's everybody's story. Yeah.
Give us an example of an episode or guest or conversation that you've received so much feedback on that it just profoundly, you know, it really impacted your listeners.
Definitely, two kind of popped in my mind. One is my stepbrother, who's gay. I had two 1-hour conversations with him. I had the most probably feedback from him around that conversation of people that it allowed them to see something in a different way. Because the conversation wasn't, again, he wasn't trying to come in there and convince anybody of something. Mm-hmm. It just telling his story and what he'd been through and his perspective and simple things that we take kind of for granted in certain areas that he can't. A good example, kind of an idea in the realm of privilege. We hear this word thrown out all the time. And as you know, first time I heard it, I got real defensive and thought, what do you mean? What privilege? Let me lay out all the ways I haven't been. But he was in Berlin with his husband and with another group, with some of their friends of theirs traveling, and they considered going to St. Petersburg in Russia. And they did not, because they were physically worried that their lives would be in danger in St. Petersburg because of their sexuality. And I've never had to worry about that.
Right.
I just went to Jamaica with my wife. While we were checking into customs, they asked who I was with and my relationship with them. And I just put my wife's spouse, you know, my wife, Lisa. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, I've never thought about, like, I've never had to worry about that. I couldn't imagine at that point being fearful of my life.
Yeah.
If I just put, well, I'm with Tim and he's my husband, could that lead to my death? I mean, that happens. That's a real thing. That's not something just made up for the movies. That's something that happens and can happen all the time. So when people hear that story and they hear those kind of things, and when the natural empathy of a human being, I believe that's, you know, that spirit puts in us, you're like, okay, maybe I don't agree. I don't understand. But I know that's not okay. They shouldn't have to worry about dying just because they decided to go visit St. Petersburg.
Right.
There's gotta be a better way to do that.
Yeah,
so that's kind of feedback. And then to hear people actually say that it had an impact on them to the point where it changed their mind. It pushed them into a world. They're going to do things differently, look at something in a different way. That type of feedback in that episode in particular was, and there's another one, my buddy, Jerry Dugan, who was an atheist and became a Christian on the battlefield, literally in the second Gulf War. That was the other one. Cause that episode was not planned to go that route at all. Mm. And he ended up having, it was really an amazing conversation.
Amen.
So
yeah.
That's one of a lot of feedback. Yeah.
That's one of the things we used to say when I was in the military was, you know, there are no atheists in a foxhole.
You know, so. No. They're not. And it was, yeah. Yeah. Like literally the rockets and planes are going over his head. And he's like, he'd grown up in California, highly intelligent. And just thought it was all a joke. Said, if God's real, get me, you know, help my wife find somebody who's worthwhile after this is over. If I don't make it, and God answered the prayer by making him into the man that he is.
Yeah, amen. A friend of mine is a Navy SEAL. He's passed on now, but at his funeral, one of his teammates was up and talking about a firefight that they'd been in, and it wasn't looking good. They had been cut off from the rest of their team, and they're being surrounded and taking fire from all angles. And his buddy, the guy doing the speaking, said, you know, I was literally starting to curl up in a ball thinking, this is it. And, you know, I won't mention my friend's name. He was telling, what's wrong with you? And he said, you know, I think this is it. We're probably going to die right here. And he goes, you're a believer, aren't you? And he says, yeah. Mm-hmm. He goes, so what are you worried about? We're either going to fight our way out of this or we'll be out of here for good. Let's go. And they got up and, you know, performed a mini assault to break through the lines and got reunited back with their team. But, you know, he gave that testimony at my friend's funeral. And, you know, that, and that's just, you know, like I said, he had his faith. He knew that, you know, if God doesn't get me out of this, then okay. It's okay too, you know, cause that's just the way we believe. So yeah, I can understand, you know, the faith in a foxhole analogy real well, cause I've been there myself. What conversation that you've had over these almost 100 episodes that has impacted you the most?
You know, I would have to say gosh, if I was going to do one that, talking about when I, it had to be one of the first ones, I'd say David Halevi came on, and he was, and he's a Messianic Jew. And that's something that I'd never heard of before. Mm-hmm. And pardon my ignorance, there are people out there who are probably like, what do you mean you didn't know? Well, look, I just didn't know that there were people that were considered Jewish, that were Jewish, that believed that Jesus was the Messiah. I always thought in my head, and studying theology, that it was kind of this differentiating thing that you couldn't be both, that by default, by being a Jew, you could not be a Christian. And that's just, you know, hey, look, so I was wrong. And this is part of the growth, this is part of the growth aspect. So his, you know, him kind of discovering these new roads around faith and what they meant and how much I didn't really even understand about the Bible, understood about the gospel story. And that there were Jews that felt that Yeshua was the Messiah. And so if for nothing else, other than because it started, it was kind of one of those major turns in my own perspective around that. Because of the nature of the dialogue, it was friendly and it was informative. It wasn't accusatory. Again, it wasn't like, "What do you mean you don't know this? How stupid are you?" kind of stuff. It was let me teach you. Let me help you understand. And then we had another episode about anti-Semitism and the Holocaust and getting kind of some ringside viewpoints about somebody. I say that because you asked for one, but I would tell you that collectively, that all of the conversations I've had echo in my head constantly.
Amen.
Each one of them. When you have I had a guy on just recently, Spiros Mikolakis. He's the guy. This is true. So he's a physicist, a quantum physicist, and he's consulted on Ant-Man, Infinity Wars, all those different movies. If you heard somebody say something about quantum theory and whatever else in one of those movies, he's the one on the sidelines telling them exactly what to say because he knows it.
Wow.
And hearing his story, and him and another guy solved one of these 13 most impossible math theorems that had never been solved. And he did that kind of thing. He's intelligent on a higher level, but you listen to him and he made some mistakes in his life around this. And he thought it was so bad. He thought he was going to kill himself.
Wow.
He felt suicidal. So the struggles, you know, the guy, you think Navy SEAL, you think quantum physicist, you think super important person, they've got it all figured out and life is but a dream.
Yeah.
And then they don't, they're just people. And so all those voices, all those, every one of those stories, there's something about each one of those. It's like children. I can go back to and go, man, there was something about that story that just, I mean, I think about Isaiah Gooley. We're talking about The New Jim Crow by Michelle Alexander, the book, and having this conversation with him. And realizing that around this idea, around this concept, that two people were coming to the same conclusion from completely different viewpoints, one from an experience standpoint, one from a discovery standpoint, and coming to the same point in this understanding around this book and what it meant. And then understanding like, wow, I'm just looking at this from I'm trying to learn, whereas this person has been experiencing this firsthand and doesn't know what it is. Yeah. So it's things like that. And that's on that particular subject, but how many other subjects out there?
Right.
Do we deal with that? I'm just discovering this person's living it, or the different angles we come to that same conclusion, and that's okay. It's okay.
And your interviews, you know, you're going to come across obviously someone that, you know, I'll just use because you named it already as an example. Mm-hmm. Although you passed on, you haven't interviewed him. It was Malcolm X, right? Someone that controversial. Mm-hmm. Who was the most controversial guest or topic that you've had on your podcast?
It'd have to be probably my buddy Aiden. I mean, it's just around, atheism versus,
okay,
you know, faith in general, probably. I mean, in terms of that, I think controversial would be for different reasons. I had Rachel Summers on. She was on, that was a stripper. She was, that was definitely controversial in my inner circles. It's people that, so, you know, having that conversation with certain people, including my wife, were not the easiest things at first because you have these. So controversial kind of changes depending on, the audience a little bit. But the racial episodes have caused me more secondary conversations with friends of mine that have been more difficult than any. Because it starts to stir up, you know, somebody said something and they don't like to hear it. They just don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that person say that in general. It offends me and people start getting upset. And it pushes us into places we're not comfortable with because it's subjects that I don't believe we have properly dealt with as a society and as a culture. Mm-hmm. I don't think we have with race. I don't think we have with sexuality. I don't think we have with these certain things. And we want it to go away. Some people want it to go away, and other people are like, no, I'm living this every day, and you're telling me to. So just even having the first episode around race caused all kinds of conversations with friends.
Wow. Amen.
So,
man, you know, we're talking about podcasting, and you know, I've seen the stats, and I have my podcast training program that I help people get their podcast started with and things like that. And I introduce them to these stats that podcasting is on a huge growth spurt right now. Just a few years ago, there was only like 150,000 podcasts listed on iTunes. There are over 650,000 now, just a few years later. And they're anticipated at sometime late 2020, beginning of 2021, it's going to be over 1 million podcasts that are listed on what is now Apple Podcasts, used to be iTunes. How do you see the future of podcasting impacting the church?
I think we have an incredible opportunity to connect with people on a level that is very seldom been this deep without actually being with them physically. There's nothing that's going to ever replace sitting down at an actual table and sitting down with somebody at an actual table repeatedly. That physical connection, intimacy, is never going to be superseded, but you can get mm-hmm. really, really, really close. Think of your favorite author, and have you ever actually heard them speak, like their actual voice, and heard their tone, and heard their inflection, and heard them say certain words or certain ticks? You've probably read their book with your voice only.
Right.
Podcasts, not only are they informative, but they allow you to hear the voice of that person. That right. represents kind of who they are in the life of that, in their tone. What makes them giggle? How they laugh? Do they have certain tics? Mm-hmm. And so the intimacy level is heightened. And so it's not just a book that's going to get you to teach you something. I get to hear Pete Enns talk. I get to hear you talk. I mean, I've heard your voice already. And then you get to feel like you know that person. Right. There's been people on my podcast that, I mean, there's people I listen to for years on podcasts who've become friends. Around Hunter Motz is mm-hmm. an atheist, scientist, brilliant guy, came on my podcast. I listened to him for hundreds of episodes before I actually talked to him. Amen. I felt like I knew the guy as well as I did anybody.
Yeah. Amen.
And so
a good example I'll use about that is I interviewed at the time he was like 14, 15 years old. He was blind from birth, named Christopher Duffley. He has his own podcast called Mission Possible Podcast. And then I was interviewed on his podcast, and about, three, four, maybe even 6 months later, I was at a podcast convention and he was there, and he came up and I said, "Hi, Christopher, how are you?" And you see him, you know, think for about 5 seconds. He goes, "Pastor Bob." I mean, you know, he's never seen me. We never talked before other than about 15 minutes on his podcast and 28 minutes on my podcast, you know, and it had been 6 months, but he still remembered the voice and what it was all, you know, and now most people, because he's blind, he has that enhanced ability with his hearing. But as you say, you meet people through their books, but you've never actually heard them speak. So on the podcast, you know, that's what I love about our radio station is, you know, we are spreading all these different messages, not just a Baptist message or a Pentecostal message or anything like that. We're spreading the gospel through whatever denomination out into the world. And people are hearing these people in their own voices sharing what they believe. And the podcasts that we have are doing the same thing. So, yeah, I agree 100% that, you know, you're meeting people, getting to know people in a way that has never been possible before in the history of the world, other than on one-on-one communication. Yeah. So yeah, that's awesome. Amen.
Yeah. So I believe, I would tell people, if you have I tell people to get in it, either listening to it, having your own, whatever content, you can talk about anything. There's a podcast, you know, this for anything and everything, and finding that place and that voice, and you can discover so many and go beyond the top level popular ones as well. Dig out there and find and investigate and listen and find the ones that resonate with you.
Amen.
And it can be an incredible opportunity for personal growth. Whether it's, like I said, I listen to a lot of these podcasts for my own personal understanding, but then also to challenge me, then also to, you know, it can do more than just entertain you. And even if you want it to entertain you as well, it can do all those things. It's fine.
Yeah.
Amen. So, yeah.
You know, some, we talked before we started recording that video is becoming popular today and as the technology continues to improve. And there are some video podcasts out there called, you know, they're vlogs or something like that. They're becoming popular. Mm-hmm. Do you see these as having a future impact in ministry as well?
Oh, 100%. Because again, because you get, it's another level of intimacy to see the person. It creates another medium like YouTube and different aspects and, you know, Instagram and Facebook to an extent. Any chance to engage with somebody in a medium that allows them in our day and age now, when you are going to, like when I looked up you, I go to your website, I listen, I watch this, I go on YouTube, I'm going to figure out, you know, I'm going to hear you, see you, you know, listen to you, read about you, all the, any different medium you can have to connect with that person and see them in some light is going to add a level of intimacy and connection. Mm-hmm. So it's not only is it worthwhile, but it's effective and it gives you another engagement point.
Yeah.
Because there are some people that maybe don't want to sit around and listen to a podcast. They may sit in their front room and watch YouTube videos. So being in using all things for all things in that context, I think ignore it at your peril. And I think if you go back and really are fair, radio, television had the same kind of pushback. Why would you ever want to sit in front of a radio? Who would ever sit in front of a TV for a long time? Who would ever sit around and listen to podcasts? A lot of people.
Amen. Amen. You know, I give the example, you know, 150 years ago, if you wanted to go share the gospel in Africa, you know, you had to save up the money, go on a 2-month ship across the ocean, disembark, you got to where you want to go, you have your meeting. It's not like, okay, we're holding our meeting on Friday and Saturday and Sunday, and then I'm coming back to America. I mean, it costs you a lot to get there. So you're going to stay there 6 months or a year and then come back home. So you got all those expenses involved, all the hardships involved. And then, you know, the steamship came out. Wow, you can cross the ocean now in 2 weeks. This is awesome, you know. But it's still expensive to do and time consuming. And then God invented the airplane. Thank God. Go over there in a day or two and you know, we can come back in a month or 3 weeks and you know, all that. But when you come back home, you're still leaving those people that you have been ministering to. Basically, okay, you know, I'm praying for you now that you guys are going to continue this walk, right? But you don't know, you know, other than, you know, every letter you get every month or something like that. But then with radio, suddenly, you know, shortwave radio could reach over there. And, you know, then the advent of television, you know, they can take the television programs on. But podcasting is the same thing. When the development of the internet, I can minister every Sunday from my own office into 160 plus nations, you know? Yep. And, you know, I've met, this has been confirmed a couple of times when I met some the what I'll call the celebrity preachers that I follow and stuff. And, you know, they're on our radio station as well. And more than one has almost said verbatim this. He said, you are impacting people all over this world that you will never meet this side of heaven.
You know? Right.
And when you stop and actually think about that, the technology that God's given us this day. And what does the Bible say? In the last days, the gospel we preach into all the world, and then the end shall come. I mean, we're living it right now. And that's it's awesome. This is awesome.
Yeah. And as well, especially around podcasts, if you can be patient as a podcast host and realize it could be 3 or 4 years after the podcast is released that somebody may come across it. Oh, however that happens. And it can have, and it's happened to me. These are gems that aren't going anywhere. They're going to be around. So think of it like a mustard seed.
Yeah. I'll when I'm looking at my podcast statistics and stuff, and, you know, I don't do this all the time, but, you know, maybe, you know, every couple of weeks I'll look in there and say, what's the most popular episode? And it's something like from 4 or 5 months ago, you know, that was downloaded 75 times last week or something. You know? It's like, whoa, this one episode, you know, who listened to that one? You know, because that was several months ago. Why don't they listen to me now? Why are they listening to the old stuff? But, you know, it's all good. But
our biggest concentration of listeners and downloads is in Northern California, San Francisco, Oakland, and Southwestern Washington.
Amen.
And I don't know I know little to no people. I know a lot of people, a lot of places, but that area is like the least. If I were to pick any area, it would not be there. It's more than Houston. So it's kind of.
Hey, man. Sean.
I don't know what.
Go ahead. Go finish yourself.
No, I said, and I don't know what to say about that. in terms, because people are like, well, how do you get people to listen? I'm like, I have no idea. That's people want all these.
Right.
And you can do certain things and strategize. But at some point, at least on my end of it, I just kind of give up. I let go and let God. And it's going to be what it's going to be. And off you go.
Amen. Amen. Well, Sean, if someone wanted to get in contact with you and ask a question or be a guest or even to be a guest on their podcast like you are here, sure. How can they do that? How can someone get in touch with you?
The website, thecometothetablepodcast.com, and the email is the same, Sean@thecometothetablepodcast.com. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can message, connect, any of those places, any kind of typical social media to find me. And I love talking to people, so please reach out. Yeah.
Amen. Folks, I've listened, as he said, he did the research on me. I also did research on him, and I've listened to a few of his podcast episodes, and it actually sounds like he's just sitting there at a kitchen table. I'm hoping like it's what it sounds like with us talking today, just having a cup of coffee with someone, just talking, not judging, not arguing, just talking and listening. It really is a great podcast. I can't emphasize enough. I recommend you stop by and listen to a few episodes and even subscribe so you can be notified when a new episode is released. And speaking of subscribing, I'd appreciate if you hit the subscribe button down below for this podcast as well. Glory to God. Amen. Sean, thank you for taking the time to come on the program today. I appreciate it so much. And I'd love to have you back on again sometime whenever you have something else you want to share. And I mean that.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Pastor Bob. I'd love to have you come on and talk about, you know, the grit of, you know, living in, you talk about the dream before, the change in your life from police officer to this, what that ministry is like. Those are challenges, and to hear like just what you went, you know, those, what you went through.
Absolutely. I'd love to talk about that. Yeah. I love it.
Awesome.
Well, folks, that is all the time we have for today. And Sean, I appreciate your time. Man, this is awesome. I enjoyed it so much.
Thank you,
Sean McCoy and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.